lawsuit against President Trump that alleged he has violated emolument clauses in the U.S. Constitution. The court said President Trump is not illegally profiting from foreign interests at his luxury hotel in Washington, D.C. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Major League Baseball All-Star Game took place on Tuesday with the American League winning 4-3 over the National League. Now, the American League will now have the home field advantage in the World Series. Hall of Fame pitcher John Smoltz played 22 years in Major League Baseball and is an 8-time All-Star. He shares with Fox News what it's like to be named to that All-Star team.
It's amazing. You know, it's like you get an appreciation for your peers, and it feels like you've checked in. Like, when you play baseball as long as most of these guys will play, there's an admiration level that's unmatched. Yeah, some guys would say the 3 days off would be nice, but there's nothing like putting on a uniform representing your city, coming against the guys that you compete against all year for one night to showcase your talents. You get announced to opening day. When you get to All-Star Game and get announced, there's something special about it. And so each league does have a lot of pride.
And regarding all the young people stepping up in Major League Baseball today,
there's never been more prepared young players to make an impact right away. And so I'm in awe of the talent. I'm in awe of their preparation, and they're not afraid of the moment. Any other industry that you would just step in and try to make an impact would be much more difficult, but they're getting used to it. And the good and the bad is they're playing so much young that they're able in showcase games to handle it. The bad is it brings in a lot more risk for injury. So I sit in a booth. I marvel at the talent. I marvel at the power and the rawness that this game has. And it's in good hands when you think about 20-year-old, 21-year-olds coming here and doing what they're doing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello, my name is Rob.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Hey, good afternoon, Huntington County. This is your weather report. It is partly sunny outside right now, about 87 degrees. It's humid, a little humid, not as bad as the other day, though. We are expecting some thunderstorms this afternoon, so just be careful out there. It's going to be mostly sunny, though, before that. Tomorrow, we're looking at more showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m. Going into the evening, the same thing. Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Surprise, surprise. And Friday night, a chance of showers again. Saturday, the weekend, it's going to be better. Sunny on Saturday, near 88 degrees. Going into clear Saturday night, around 68. Sunny on Sunday, with a high around 89. Don't you move. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Ron, can you hear me? Ron? Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Now I got you. Now we're live. Here we go. Hold on one second. Don't say anything. see? Here we go. All right. Hold on one second. I'm waiting to patch it in here. Took me a minute. New technology. All that good stuff. But let's see what's going on here. We are live. Hopefully we're there. There we are. Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Woo! This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the amazing, stupendous, and incredibly awesome Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. And I'll tell you right now, we have a really fascinating show coming on today. And I'm going to have a special guest on in just a moment. So I see Kathy. I see Holly. Good to see you guys out there. So before I even get going, sorry about the delay there. Some technical difficulties on this side. But everything has been resolved. And all is well with the universe, folks. I see Aaron. Hello, Aaron. So today, we are going to be talking about the dark side of fast food, and I have a special guest. In fact, you ready? History in the making. I wish I had chimes and stuff here. We're going to have our very first call-in guest. That's right. There's a way to call into the studio, and we are going to utilize that option today, that feature today, and we're going to have a call-in guest. So before I even get going with that, though, a couple of quick announcements. So we are in full swing of our summer challenge. I know it's July. It's the best time to work out, though, is in the summer. Hey, Liz, good to see you again this morning, Liz. And you don't have to wait. You can start your 10-week challenge any friggin' day you want. So don't give me the excuses. Well, there's barbecues, there's parties, there's work stuff. That's all bull crap. That's what you said back at Christmas time and Hanukkah time, all right? And the next thing you know, seasonal weight gain becomes 2019 weight gain. Don't wait. It's a perfect time. Champion Jen, I see you out there. And I'm going to give a shout-out to Team Clinton out there. I'm pushing it here. We have a commercial break that's coming up in just under 2 minutes. So you know what? I am going to dispense with my usual pleasantries. I am going to tell my wife, Susan, that I love her because I want her to know that. And shout-out to the entire Team Clinton out there. So let's see if it's working. Talking about the dark side of fast food today, there is very few people on the planet Earth that are smarter than this man that's about to come on the line with us, all right? Very few people. I can't even think of a name of anybody that's smarter. And so my special call-in guest today is the one, the only, one of the owners and visionaries of the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, Mr. Ron Edelstein. Can you hear me, Ron?
Wow, that was some introduction. I don't even know what to say to that.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I will say this, first off, I want to commend Mark on just doing an absolutely extraordinary job with Max Living, really spreading the word for health and fitness throughout all of Hunterdon County, and really, he deserves a round of applause. Thank you for that amazing introduction.
No problem.
And what's up, Lauren, honey? I love you. I love what we're doing, and we're just getting started.
Absolutely. Now, we have about 90 seconds, and I'm going to have to cut to a hard break, but I wanted to introduce you. Hey, Jen, I see you out there. Listen, folks out in Facebook land, if you can hear Ron, I need you to throw up some hearts, all right? I need to make sure that the connection is good, and you folks can hear Ron out there, too. So I need some hearts. If you can't hear Ron, I need somebody to comment and say, hey, we can't hear him, all right? But I'm pretty sure it's working because I can hear you, buddy. So, Ron, I remember when we first started working together, that one of the things you said to me was that our main competition was not the other gyms in the area. And people are throwing up hearts, Ron. We're good to go. Boom. Oh, freaking love it.
I love it. Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Love it. There we go. you told me that our main competition was not the other gyms in the area. It was the fast food joints. And so I appreciate you coming on board here. And Ron, can you hang tight for about a minute and a half? Because I got to go take a commercial. Hang tight, bud. Don't move. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live with Ron Edelstein, one of the owners of the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, the premier life transformation center of Hunterdon County. This is Max Living. I'll be right back. Don't you move. I'm going to go silent for a minute, Ron.
Yep.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
And we are back. Ron, you still there, bud?
I'm here, buddy.
There he is. All right. Welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the fantastical, the amazing Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are located at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza, 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. I see Tracy watching. I see Michelle watching. Thanks for joining us. I am on the phone with visionary entrepreneur and one of the owners of the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, life-changing man, professional personal trainer, and all-around nice guy, Mr. Ron Adelstein is on the phone with me today. So, Ron, I'm going to jump right into this, man. You know, one of the things that I say to our members, and especially in my class at the Wolfpack, boom, shout out, no one starts to eat to get fat, just like nobody starts smoking because they want to catch cancer. And so I constantly tell them, remember this, if it has an ingredient you can't pronounce, it's probably bad for you. And here it comes, if it has a television commercial, it's bad for you. So, Kathy, I see you. So, Ron, I'm going to just turn this over to you for a little bit because I know I only got a couple minutes with you here. I want you to share your insights, share your heart, share your experiences, and talk to our audience about fast food and what it does and why, in a lot of real senses, it's the enemy of health. Go ahead.
It is the absolute enemy, and I got a lot to say on this topic, so I'm going to try to be as concise as I can. So I want to give you bullet points, but you actually triggered a thought about what you just said. And for everybody listening, a person's brand loyalty actually begins at the age of 2 years old, and you actually develop a taste for fat as a child. Hmm. And once you develop that taste for fat as a child, it's difficult to lose it as an adult. And fast food companies, these massive brands, they know that. So when they advertise to young children. And if you look at ads, not just in America but globally, 95% of food ads encourage kids to eat foods that are high in sugar, salt, fat. And if you look at, I'm going to just name it because I really don't care. The company running the most ads aimed at children is McDonald's. So that is, you know, they are the enemy. You know, another fitness concept is not competition. I commend them for fighting the same battle we're fighting. You know, children recognize the McDonald's logo before they recognize their own name. Think about that for a mm-hmm. second. The golden arches are more widely recognized than the Christian cross.
100%.
That's a fact. So to kind of give you some statistics so we really can understand how big, bad, and ugly a problem this is, you look at America, I don't know, you could go back to the 1970s, we spent $6 billion a year on fast food. Now, 3 decades later, we're spending $140 billion on fast food. And that's wow. more more on movies, books, magazines, newspapers, videos, and everything combined on fast food.
Incredible.
Right? Let that kind of sink in. So we're being conditioned at a young age to buy this nonsense. And every day, a quarter of the U.S. population eats fast food. 12% of American workers, Mark, have actually worked at McDonald's. And I'm not picking on McDonald's.
Yeah.
But let's be realistic here. You know, our people, throughout, not just in America, but worldwide, are dying from obesity, from heart attacks. And it's starting, they're developing these habits at such a young age.
And, you know, Ron, one of the things I found out from this is that if you go back and you graph out, you chart out when childhood obesity, I mean, we're talking little kids that are currently pre-diabetic, when it's really started to hit, it was in the early 70s. And you can see it as more fast food places were created and opened, childhood obesity rates went up, and especially amongst what we would call the working poor. Because it's so cheap, they got to feed their family, boom, they go right there. And you can chart this. Go ahead, man.
You know, you look at, it's funny what you just said, but you're right. A generation ago, three-quarters of a family's budget was spent to prepare meals at home. Think about it. Like, half the money that's being spent right now is at food outlets, and most of the food, we're actually eating it in our car.
Incredible.
Which is shocking. It's cheap, it's easy to get, it's accessible in every neighborhood, it tastes delicious, and people just are not conscious of what they're putting into their bodies. Mm-hmm. You know, hundreds of millions of people are buying fast food every day, and they never really gave it much thought about they're unaware almost of the ramifications of that purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And they rarely consider where the food is coming from. I mean, if you think about it, food gets delivered to wherever. It could be Burger King, McDonald's, to any fast food place. And it's reformulated. It arrives frozen, canned, dehydrated, freeze-dried.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, you know, go try a McDonald's french fry. It's being praised by food critics that it's delicious. You know why? There's something called, and we all seen this, and we preach this on the secret group to read a label, Mark, right?
Yes, 100%.
And you look at it, there's something called, quote-unquote, natural flavor or even artificial flavor.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? That ingredient explains why the french fries and most fast food taste good. It's known as, quote-unquote, artificial flavor.
Yeah.
And without the flavor industry, which gives the processed food a good taste, you won't even see a fast food chain. They'd be out of business. And that's a very secretive, sophisticated group of people that make up the flavor industry.
100%.
And a lot of these fast food chains, they don't want their customers to know that the flavors of the food have been created in a factory, not in an actual kitchen of a restaurant.
Yeah, in a laboratory.
In a laboratory, man. Yeah. And I'm so passionate about this because it pisses me off as I talk about it. But you look at the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, they actually allow these companies not to disclose the secrecy of the formulas and the garbage that they're actually putting in the foods.
100%. I touched on that last week. We talked about why food is designed to be addictive. And I'm saying food. It's really food products, food-like products, on how when they patent these recipes, they attach pages of scientific data to them, which is showing that they've tested these things to make sure that they have the unnatural mix of sugar, salt, and fat, which is never anywhere in nature. It's all engineered. Go ahead, man.
You know, it's funny. I was so curious about certain products, you know, like a milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually kind of studied it, and I looked at so I'm not going to pick on McDonald's. I'll pick on Burger King now.
Okay.
If you look at, like, a strawberry shake at Burger King, this is actually shocking. It has 49 ingredients.
Wow.
49 ingredients.
Wow.
Think about that. Of which you'll never know what they are because the FDA allows these companies to dupe the public.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the biggest scam in the world.
Yeah.
And so these people, there's a word for them. They're called flavorists. It's an elite group of scientists. They're called flavorists. This is true. I'm not making this up.
Mm-hmm.
And they create the flavors of most of the food that is consumed in the U.S., and even actually exported overseas. So what does this person do? This guy or gal, they're titled with being a flavorist. They create a flavor by mixing dozens of chemicals in order to produce a taste
mm-hmm.
that's actually going to trigger your brain of consumer likability, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, pick something. Chicken McNuggets, right? Chicken McNuggets. If you look at a Chicken McNugget, that's an item. It's not only changed the American diet, but it's actually changed the way chicken is actually raised and processed.
100%, yeah.
If you look at like 40 years ago, Mark, most chickens were sold whole.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like 90% of the chickens in the U.S., they're cut into pieces, they're cut into cutlets and nuggets and reconstituted chicken. It's not white meat. It's actually held together with, you know, stabilizers, chemicals, breading.
Yeah.
It's just, and this is what we're eating.
You know what's interesting, Ron? Last week, one of the things I mentioned, I don't know if you heard this part, but, you know, the people, and you know, I'm vegetarian, so I'm going by what people tell me, but, you know, people eat chicken wings, right? Then they came out with boneless chicken wings. Why? Why would you make boneless chicken wings? It's to one thing only. It's to get people to eat more. But when they do boneless chicken wings, they're processing, adding crap. And, you know, what do we do? It's not just us who's eating it. We feed it to our kids. We give it to our kids, too. But the only reason they created boneless chicken wings was for one reason only, and that was to get us to eat more. Go ahead, man.
100%. You know, you look at the obesity rate right now for the American children, just the kids, it's more than doubled since the 1970s.
Yep, 100%.
And you look at it, take a teenager. And I remember I was eating some of this junk when I was like in high school. I didn't know until I really started to learn. The average kid in the U.S. gets about 10% of his calories or her calories from actually soda.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they're not just making the hamburger terribly, but it's everything. The average person drinks 54 gallons of carbonated soft drinks each year, which is three times more popular than water, milk, and coffee combined.
Wow.
So when you put that in perspective, you know, between that and the hamburger and the fries and the Chicken McNuggets, it's horrible what's happening. And so to kind of give you how big the numbers are, because this is astounding, because if you know anything about McDonald's is in the real estate business. They have more locations. I think they got 35,000 locations, which is more than Burger King, Wendy's, Taco Bell, and Arby's combined.
Wow.
That's the competition, Mark.
Yeah, I actually heard that their revenue stream, the majority of the money they make is not from the food, it's from the rent that they charge their franchisees because they have 100%. So many locations.
They're the most savviest real estate investors on the planet. Period.
You were talking about the ingredients we'll never know. I actually, part of my notes here today is some of the so-called ingredients that they put into fast food, like propylene glycol, which is actually, it absorbs water. It's actually part of antifreeze and deodorant sticks. And this is put into the food as part of the spice concentrates that they use. Got that? So us and our kids, we're eating this stuff. Yeah.
It's horrible. And again, it's a scientist, it's a flavorist that is sitting in some type of factory and that understands what's going to trigger your brain, and that's what they're doing. And so if you really think about it, they have zero responsibility. So you can't say that Fit Body Boot Camp is competition or anyone, F45.
Yeah.
That's not competition. Competition are these companies that have hundreds of billions of dollars in an ad budget where they can convince a child at the age of two to love Ronald McDonald, right? And then you combine that with scientists that are designing foods that are absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
If I tasted a burger right now, I'd say it's phenomenal. I'll never do it because I know it's a scam. So I know initially when we were doing this, we said, well, let's not call out any names. I really don't care.
Yeah.
You know, McDonald's sells an average of 75 hamburgers every second.
Wow.
So as I'm talking, another 300 burgers were sold. Think about that. 44% of people eat out once a week. I mean, where do you think a large majority of these people are going at these fast food locations? And it's spiraled out of control in this country. So if you look at what we do at its core, it's not about weight loss. Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah, you want to lose it. It's really about teaching people and educating people how to read a label.
Yes.
How to feel good about themselves and how to handle stress. You know what happens? You eat a lot of this crap. When you're under stress, you know, and then you start not caring. So it's really, you know, our program is about transforming somebody from the inside out mentally, so they have the mm-hmm. mental ability to not have that garbage.
100%.
Because it's just not good. You know, I got a lot of friends. I'm 45. A lot of my friends, man, it's the truth. They're all my age. And I'll go to a barbecue, and they can't have certain foods. They're all taking heart medication.
Oh, wow.
Cholesterol medication. And these are gentlemen I grew up with.
Yeah.
And it's bizarre. But that's the reality. And it's because of certainly making bad choices. But these companies are very savvy and very sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our obligation, me, you, and everybody in that center, that when a member enrolls, to really educate them, not just train them in the gyms doing the workouts, but really educate them on
yes.
what's really happening. Because this is a topic that needs to be discussed.
100%.
And companies need to get called out, and that's what I'm doing.
Yep.
Period.
You ever use fertilizer on your lawn, ever?
Yes.
Yep. Ammonium sulfate, common ingredient to fertilizers, is used as a dough enhancer in the hamburger buns.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
as an enhancer, for some reason. I don't remember Grandma with a bucket of ammonium sulfate in the kitchen baking when I was a kid. I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah. It's this is an epidemic, man. And let me tell you something. It's a big money maker for a lot of people, for the companies, for doctors, for insurance companies,
mm-hmm.
for the government. And so, you know, and then, you know, the public gets duped, man. That's,
mm-hmm.
that's really what I believe. You know, I look at it very plain Jane, no political. This is what it is. And
yeah.
when you ingest that stuff, you're not ingesting food. It's not food. The people that work at McDonald's, the top brass executives, when they go out to dinner, you better believe that they're not eating their food. They're not.
That's a good point. That's a very
good
point.
They're not. And how many times have I said it, you know, in our facility? I can't sell something to anybody that I wouldn't do for myself,
because
mm-hmm. you're a hypocrite when you do that. It's not believable.
Yeah.
And they're the biggest hypocrites on the planet Earth, because they're responsible for obesity, heart attack, diabetes, and everything that's bad when it comes to somebody's health, and
mm-hmm.
it's horrible.
And you know what's something?
Well, I mean, I'm sorry that I'm so negative.
No,
man.
No. Listen, this is
off when I talk about this stuff.
Ron, this is not negative. Okay, the truth is never negative. The truth is arbitrary. It's right there. The truth is there. And, you know, every person who's listening, I'm going to say 99.9% of them has a smartphone in their hand or in their purse or in their pocket or in their car or on their desk right now. And the amazing thing is at any point in time, anyone can pick up a smartphone, look up this information. It's there, but we don't. We don't want to know. We don't want to know really what we're feeding our children, really what we're ingesting, really what goes on. And the research is out there, too. I mean, come on. I mean, I put this show together. I have tons of research here. I could have kept going. This could be a three-hour show easily.
I could go on and on. You know, forget it. 300,000 people die each year from being overweight, Mark.
Yeah.
And that's second only to smoking.
Yeah.
You know, which is a whole nother topic, you know, but it's really, you know, smoking, the cigarette companies, it's the same premise. It's,
mm-hmm.
the food business and the cigarette business, it's the same business. Ultimately, they're selling what? They're selling an addictive product.
Addiction,
you know, cigarettes
yeah.
is an addictive. So that means, you know, if somebody that smokes a pack of cigarettes, then you raise the price from 8 to 12, guess what? They have pricing power. So now that person that's addicted is still going to buy it for $12.
100%.
It's almost the same in fast food, because these people are making foods that are addictive.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have one. You can't even have two. I remember when my kid had a hamburger at Burger King one time. Me and Lauren went to a party, and he was hungry. He wanted a burger. And guess what? He absolutely was licking his fingers. He loved it so much. And it was a major eye-opener because it showed me how savvy the people are behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Parents should be more responsible when it comes to what their kids are eating, but also what they're watching, how, you know, because these companies are marketing very effectively. I see it, you know, and I appreciate good marketing, but I don't appreciate marketing to children because you're killing them at a very young age. And, you know, what, if you really look, what are they marketing? They're marketing horrible food that's heavy on fat, salt, and sugar and no nutrients.
Yep.
You know, so to give that to a kid when he's two or when she's two or 2 or 3 years old, guess what's going to happen when they're 15? They're going to only know the stimulus that they got in their first 5 years.
Yeah.
They're going to get a happy meal, man. They're not going to eat a salad. So that's just something to think about. And also the kids, I'm sorry, I'm talking a lot. Stop me if I'm talking too much, but the kids follow the parents. So if they see the parents doing it, it's good for the kids.
Yeah.
I know my kid follows me, so if I say something bad, he'll repeat it. But if he sees me eating clean and taking care of myself, that just naturally is going to rub off on him.
Yep.
Because I certainly don't want him polluting himself with all that garbage. Because not only are we making these companies rich and wealthy, we're feeding them, hundreds of billions of dollars to just continue to kill the next generation of kids. It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And you know how many, and I did the research on this, you know how many meals it takes at a fast food place for it to negatively affect your body? One. They actually did studies where they would take a person, healthy person who doesn't eat fast food, give them one meal, and then measure the responses to their blood cholesterol. People with asthma were negatively affected of it because of the chemicals and the fat content. And then there was an Australian study where they took 12 men, young men, who were very healthy, in good shape, and for 5 days they ate one meal a day from a fast food restaurant. And 5 days later, they found that their muscles were less efficient in converting glucose into energy. So what happens now? They would want to eat more because they kept feeling sluggish. And then, of course, over the term of this, what happens? You're getting insulin resistance built up, and that turns into type 2 diabetes. And yeah. Remember that video I posted a link to? I sent it to you, and I even said, you might want to take a look at it. And I'm not here to promote this documentary by any means, no kickbacks, but it's called What the Health. And the guy interviewed somebody who was a spokesman for the American Diabetes Association. And as he was interviewing him, all these statistics, when he got to the part about, hey, can we talk about nutrition, the guy shut the interview down. Yeah, I refused to talk about how nutrition affects diabetes. Why? I wonder who their contributors are. That's what I'm wondering.
Course.
Yeah. Go ahead,
of
man.
Of course. You know, it's funny. I had this thought. I remember years ago when I moved out to the state of New Jersey back in 2008, and a Whole Foods was right near my home, and I never shopped at a Whole Foods. And me and Lauren went, and we bought hamburgers.
Yeah.
And I grilled them. And they tasted bland. They tasted just like I wasn't used to tasting that because there was no chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't you go to like Food Town or any of these places back in New York where I'm originally from, and they're loaded with all types of chemicals and this, that, and the other. And you could clearly taste the difference of having a clean burger.
Yeah.
You know, today if you look at, and I'll pick on McDonald's some more. If you look at a hamburger that they make, or anyone at Wendy's, Burger King, they're made in gigantic factories. You know, years ago, there was a time when a hamburger was made from beef from one cow.
Right.
And now, they're buying, it's not like that.
No.
A typical hamburger, a typical fast food hamburger has about a dozen different, dozens or even hundreds of strips of beef from different cattle and different regions blended together. I mean, it's just not even a hamburger what you're eating.
Yeah.
It really is not. You don't even know if it's a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
Those are facts.
Well, that video out there of chicken nuggets being made, people see that all the time with that slime, that, pink slime globby crap that they're out there, and they're churning it in these giant mixers, by the hundreds of pounds of each, and that's supposed to be a chicken nugget when it's done. It's false advertising, because I'd love to know what percentage of chicken is actually in that.
Well, I saw also one with French fries that they actually contain animal products, and they won't say from which animal because the FDA allows them to not say.
That's crazy.
So you got to question the FDA's, are they really protecting the public? They're not.
No.
They're protecting special interests. They're protecting these companies. They're protecting the doctors, the insurance companies, the lobbyists.
Mm-hmm.
It's one big bad job, in my opinion. And,
yep.
Agreed. That's at the forefront of what we're doing, period. And that is the ultimate competition. It's very difficult to compete with them, obviously, because their pockets are a lot bigger than ours.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't matter. We can still spread the word and educate people in Huntington County and Clinton and everywhere. On how to better take care of themselves, and it's clearly working.
Oh, yeah.
Look at, you know, you see the pictures that are being posted on Facebook and all the hard work that you guys are doing in the facility, it's nothing short of extraordinary. So people are taking the advice, and you're fantastic with Max Living. It's a great way. This is a great tool for us to really put out valuable information, not just generic nonsense on Facebook, but real information that's factual that you can use and implement to get a better result for you, for yourself. And that's, you know, we don't just post things to post things or do things to, you know, we want to have an impact. A show like this is a phenomenal topic. It's a topic that's risky, but it needs to be told. And, you know, I know, again, I have no problem calling out these companies.
You know, there's we keep talking about these ingredients. I'm just going to interject it every now and then because it's fascinating to me. I don't even know if I can pronounce this ingredient, Ron. It's like dimetolpolysiloxane.
Oh, yeah.
And it's most commonly known as silly putty. That's the main ingredient in silly putty. And fast food restaurants, you know, like Mickey D's and Burger King, use this in their deep frying oil to keep the oil from foaming, believe it or not.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, so that what's what happens then? They cook in it, and it gets absorbed, and then we eat it. And then, you know, our bodies basically become a chemical dump. It's a chemical waste dump is what's going on there. And it affects us. And, you know, Ron, you were talking before about kids. I wanted to say this. It's not just even how they affect their bodies, but their minds, their neural systems, their capabilities of learning, of being able to sit still, all of these things have become increasingly worse. And I got to give shout outs here. I see Kathy, I see Samantha, I see the other Kathy, and Stephanie just joined us. Hi, Steph. Good to see you. Good to see you. So,
you know, it's horrible what you just said. It's the truth. You know, if you really look at these chains, you know, look at McDonald's. I mean, Ronald McDonald. We all know who he was when we were children.
Yeah.
Think about this. That these companies are spending large amounts of marketing to get the attention, not of you and me, but of your kids, of my son, of your children, and because they know that people form their eating habits as kids, and they want to, what are they really doing? They're nurturing their potential clients as youngsters.
You know, in that documentary I mentioned earlier, one of the things that, and forgive me, I'd have to look this up, but one of the executives of McDonald's, from years ago, this is decades ago, was quoted as saying, if we want to triple our sales, you market to kids, because if we can get one kid in, who do we bring with them? Two parents. And you double, you triple your sales just by doing that.
You know what? That's very sad.
Extremely. It's horrible.
And, you know, I guess it's legal, but I would say that that's certainly unethical.
Yeah.
You know, but again, we have a choice, and it's platforms like this that we can continue to talk about it and push the envelope and educate the people.
Yeah. And we need people to share this. Take this link, share it on your timeline, send it to people. Send it to you. Everybody who's watching and listening right now knows one fast food addict, at least one, probably more. You need to share this link.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, Ron, we got about 90 seconds before I got a hard break. Did you want to stick around after the break, or do you want to say goodbye in about 60 seconds?
Whatever you want me to do, dude.
No, dude, you're at work. You're at work right now, man. You got a company.
I'm going to let you run.
All right, brother.
And I thank everybody for listening. And just remember, you know, really think hard before you go into these places and give them your hard-earned money. Because while you're giving them your hard-earned money, they're giving you a product that's not real food, that's dangerous, that has the potential to make your child addicted to it, and that just will create a whole host of horrible things.
Yeah.
And we want to eliminate it and continue to fight this battle. With that, I want to thank you, Mark, for the great work you're doing, and I'll see you soon.
All right, everybody at Facebook Land out in the world, give me some hearts here for Mr. Ron Adelstein. Ron, thanks for joining us, bud, and I will talk to you later, I'm sure. All right?
Yes, sir.
Have a great day, man.
All the best, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, I'm alone right now. I got about 30 seconds before I got to take a hard break. Hey, Stephanie, we miss you too, kiddo. I see you over there. So, listen, I got a couple of commercials to pay the bills here. Thanks to Ron for joining us. You know, you see him at the center, or you can always email him, message him on Facebook if you have any questions, not just about this subject, but even about your own nutrition plan. Everybody on Team Clinton is available here. Ron's been doing this for a long time. And again, he's one of the smartest nutritional and exercise people I know. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is the phone number there. That will change your life. My name's Mark. I'll be back in a few minutes. Well, maybe 2 minutes. Don't go away.
Everybody over there.
Get on up.
Everybody out there.
Get into it.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And we are back. Once again, thanks to Mr. Ron Edelstein for joining us today on the air, sharing his insights there. You know, I'm not going to sit here and actually go through all of the ingredients, chemical ingredients and the preservatives and the fillers that are in there. You can look it up. You can take the time. I'll tell you right now, a lot of it's pretty disgusting when you're talking about things that are in Silly Putty and antifreeze and deodorants and things like that. It's definitely not going to be good for you or anybody that you care about. It's interesting. It's not even just the meat. The buns, I found out. The buns, commercially made buns with, enriched flour. They put in stabilizers. They put in preservatives. They put in high fructose corn syrup, which is another fancy term that you know is for sugar. Pretty bad processed sugar, too. But, all of these things offer zero nutritional value to your body. So what do you think your body and your liver does with these things? It struggles to try to process all of this chemical stuff, this chemical mixture that we're putting into our body. And, basically what it comes down to, and this is what I've encouraged people for many years, and we would encourage you also, is that the closer that you get to eating natural food, the better. It's going to be healthier for you. All right. So if you are going to eat a hamburger and a bun, you know what? Get some Ezekiel bread. All right. I'll say that right now. Okay. Get some Ezekiel bread and go to the store and make it. Part of the design of the marketing of fast food is the name that we just said, that I just said, fast. Because in the 21st century, the way American life has been designed, and I'm using that word on purpose, is that time is the new currency. Time is the new currency. You know, think about this. 100 years ago, if I said to somebody, how far is it from Clinton, New Jersey to New York City? You know, they would probably say, well, it's, you know, whatever, 54 miles. What do we do now, folks? How far is it from Clinton, New York City? That's about an hour. See? We change the way we talk even about distance anymore, and we use time because time is a currency to us. So when you talk about fast food, it markets directly to people who are in a hurry, who don't have the time to take the time to cook. And that is a sin, unfortunately. That's one of the things. You know, I'll tell you right now, in Hunterdon County and in Clinton, there are a number of places that offer healthy meal selections. You know, very healthy meal selections using fresh ingredients. They didn't ask me to say this, but I had Chef June on here about 2 months ago, Chef's Table in Clinton, New Jersey. They offer high quality food there. Beautiful. I mean, when she posts pictures on Facebook, I start to salivate. So it's just a great meal there. So think about what we're doing here. Yes, it's going to cost you more money now. But you know what's not going to cost you more money? The insulin you're going to be buying on a monthly basis on your copay in 10 years or 15 years. Or the extra doctor's appointments your kids are going to have to go to because they're obese and they're pre-diabetic or worse. All of those things. You know, there's a lot of research out there that states, and I only got a few minutes here, that states that this generation of children will not live as long as their parents. That the life expectancy for the next generation or two, it's going to start inching downward. That's a serious issue, folks. That's a very serious issue. And I'm not here to judge. We're not here to judge. That's not what this is. We are here to educate and to tell the truth and to alert people and to make you think. To make you think about what you're doing. All right? And again, I said it before, if you think that just one meal isn't going to do anything, there's research out there. It shows that after you eat a meal at a fast food joint, that your arteries narrow. They narrow down because of the effects of the crap in it. It's not my opinion. This is fact. It spikes your blood sugar so fast when you eat there that your insulin, you get this surge of insulin. And folks, when it comes to weight loss, insulin is overlooked. It's a fact. One of the things about the Max Challenge Nutritional Program is it is designed to try to balance out your insulin levels to get you a little more insulin sensitive. But when you are constantly eating crap and crap and crap, your insulin doesn't even have a chance to come down. And so your natural state in your body will actually change where you have unnaturally high levels of insulin in your bloodstream. And to put it simply, insulin is the switch for your cells. It either tells your cells to burn or store. And you don't want store, do you? Because for the majority of people that come to us, it's the storage problem that is the problem. What have I told you? The nutritional program is designed to take your body from being a storage unit and turning it into a furnace. That's what it's designed to do. So, and again, if we want to make serious changes in this country, and you know what? I might sound like this conspiracy theorist when I say it, but this all ties into the healthcare system, which is not designed to prevent anything. You prevent. You are your first healthcare provider, not your doctor, not Blue Cross, Blue Shield, or your insurance companies, whoever they are. They are not your healthcare provider. You are. And especially for your kids, you are their first line of defense to be their healthcare provider. You know, I see things on Facebook with children, little kids, I'm talking before the age of 12, who have never been diagnosed with anything wrong with them. But I see them getting sick like every 3-4 months. And I wonder if it's nutritional. I don't know. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to help people to think about what's going on. Okay? So the sugar that they hide in fast food is part of what makes it savory. I said it before, there's this trifecta of ingredients of sugar, fat, and salt, which is unnatural. It's not found anywhere in the natural world. It is engineered that way. And so you take all of these things, and you know what happens to your brain is when you eat this trifecta of fat, sugar, and salt, it becomes, every bite becomes this reward to your brain because it just shoots off these endorphin alerts, these endorphin alerts, like cocaine. It's like cocaine. And so every bite becomes this reward where you find it so hard to stop eating fast food. You buy a burger, you don't just have one bite. Ron said this earlier. And so it's this what's called a food reward hypothesis of obesity that fast food companies rely on, not just in their marketing, but in the chemical addiction of the food products that are served. And you've seen this on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. You've seen the picture of a burger, fries, and a Coca-Cola or whatever soft drink that is filled with sugar crap, which, by the way, do you know they charge you 99 cents for a soda? It probably only cost them about 3 cents for that total. It's pure money for them, pure money. Hey, Lauren, I see you. It's pure money for them. So you've seen the picture, though, where you have the burger, fries, and the soft drink and the salad, and it says, you know, burger, fries, and soft drink, $1.99. Salad, $6.99. And you wonder what's going on and why we and our children have trouble keeping weight off. All right? Listen, the Max Challenge of Clinton is here to help you break this addiction and other things too. We will help you and show you how to take better care of yourself. We're going to tell you what to eat. We're going to tell you the portion sizes you should. And we want you, not just for 10 weeks for our challenge, we want you to adopt this as a lifestyle for the rest of your life. I have less than 1 minute. I can't believe how fast this time goes. All right. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the most amazing, the premier health and life-changing center of Hunterdon County, the Max Challenge of Clinton. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. Call us with questions. Call us to enroll. You can start your challenge any day, tomorrow, tonight. You can come on in, all right? My name's Mark. I've been your host. Once again, thanks to Mr. Ron Adelstein, one of the owners and visionaries of the Max Challenge of Clinton, for joining us today on the phone. I'm glad that all worked out. Listen, big show next week. Big show next week. Announcements coming soon. That's right. You're going to have to wait to find out what's going on. But I got a big, big, big show next week. Don't miss it. We'll see you then. Have a great day. Take it to the max. Boom.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is revamping the nation's organ transplant and kidney dialysis systems. Speaking in Washington, D.C. today, the president says he will be issuing an executive order to bring new hopes to millions of Americans who have kidney disease.
In 2017, kidney disease was the ninth leading cause of death in the United States.
It's estimated that up to 30 million Americans have chronic kidney disease. Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants people to get ready with a potential tropical storm in the Gulf of Mexico.
Begin preparing your property. Begin preparing your supplies. Begin preparing your lines of communication to your family members. Begin preparing to know exactly where it is that you will be going to in the event that you have to evacuate.
Abbott says the storm could evolve into a hurricane, but noted it's impossible to tell where the storm would go or its strength. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
The British ambassador to the U.S. resigns after some memos of his were leaked. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.K. ambassador to the United States resigning after the recent leak of diplomatic cables that were highly critical of the Trump administration. Kim Darroch stepping down today, telling the U.K.'s foreign office the current situation's made it impossible for him to do his role effectively. President Trump recently tweeting that Darroch was a very stupid guy.
The U.S. women's soccer team has the keys to New York City following a ceremony at City Hall. Team star Alex Morgan says the city's tribute to the team has been amazing.
Thank you so much, New York City, for coming out. Over a million people, plenty more. And I want to just thank Mayor de Blasio for giving us another key soon enough to the City Hall. Soon enough, you're going to need to change your locks.
No word as far as how much this parade will cost the New York taxpayers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739.